cultural tourism product that we have in this county at the moment, it currently exists. We don't have to do anything. We just have to organise ourselves better. And really what we were trying to do yesterday was to help people understand that there's nothing really we have to do except get ourselves better collaborative and coordinate more effectively to bring those that do have the proficiency and the understanding of how things are marketed, how things are promoted, and how, you know, they maybe are packaged better. I think that we do have to kind of get better organised in that. Essentially what we are asking is that the likes of the Hoteliers Federation and people like that see what we have on our doorsteps and maybe look, just packaging it slightly differently, so that when people do come, that they come and they stay longer and spend more.
City of Culture in Derry in 2013 was discussed at the event in Ballybuffet yesterday. We're being told that there is a real opportunity here for Donegal, no one better placed than those involved in the arts and culture.
Undoubtedly. I mean, again, we have this product in this county. When people come into the city, they will get one experience. What we're suggesting is that come on into Donegal and you'll have another kind of experience, which is about landscape and our heritage and about, again, our other cultural products. And what we're saying to them is if in Derry, for the likes of Turner, come on into Donegal, come and see our art gallery, come and see our exhibition spaces, you know, come and spend some time here. And I think that we're very fortunate in the region that we do have the urban and rural so closely, you know, together, that within minutes of being in the city of Derry, you can be out in the countryside and enjoying a different kind of landscape and a different kind of experience.